Today being the 16th day of Ramadan, 1446 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 16th day of March, 2025 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the annual tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyah Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyah Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Modibolo University, Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 22nd ayah of Surah Muhammad. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Ilukene, will conduct the tafsir. Sayyidi Ali Abdullah will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan EBU.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم طاعة وقول معروف فإذا عزم الأمر فلو صدقوا الله لكان خيرا لهم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ونصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدر مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ويقول الذين آمنوا لولا نزل سورة فإذا أنزل سورة محكمة وذكر فيها الكتاب رأيت الذين في قلوبهم مرض ينظرون إليك النظر المغشي عليه من الموت فأولي لهم طاعة وقول معروف فإذا عزم الأمر فلو صدقوا الله لكان خيرا لهم. Allah Ta'ala is telling us yesterday of these enthusiastic Muslims who joined Islam at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or even the enthusiastic Muslims today who come today and they want to see that there is spirit as far as they are concerned in Islam. They will be asking the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no surah has come, no surah has come. Then if a surah has come that is a decisive surah and there is a mention of war in it, then you see them, when you look at their eyes, as if it's one that has seen death and is just about to die. That's what you see. This, Allah is now telling us, وَيَكُلْ لَذِينَ آمَنُوا لَوْلَا أُنْزِلَ سُورَةٌ بَيْذَا أُنْزِلَ سُورَةٌ مُحْكَمَةٌ وَذِكْرَ فِيهَا كِتَالٌ رأيت الذين في قلوبهم مرض ينظرون إليك نظر المغشي عليه من الموت فأولي لهم. Instead of them, when they saw or they heard a verse revealed, a surah revealed, and there is war mentioning them, instead of them to be filled with fear as if they are going to die, فأولي لهم, what is better for them is this. What is better for them? Ta'atun, obedience. وَقَوْلٌ ma'aruf, and statement that is known as good statement before people. Ta'atun wa qawlun ma'aruf. Fa'idha azama al-amru, when decision has been taken and there is determination to do something, to carry out an affair, فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, they should go ahead, believe in Allah, trust in Allah, and that is better for them. Here, Allah is telling us, Ta'atun wa qawlun ma'aruf. فَإِذَا عَزَمَ الْأَمْرُ فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ. Ta'atun, always we should tell the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we obey. Then we should also say, always try to speak good things. In another place, Allah is, Tabarakallah, is saying, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُهَا أَذَى. Even some people that give sadaqah, no matter how much sadaqah is, learn to speak good words and when to say it. Speaking good words and saying nice things the time in the correct place is better than even giving sadaqah and spending money. So Allah is telling us here, whenever you hear that Muslims are called onto big duties that you think is impossible, don't be filled with fear. Ask yourself, is it Allah that asks us to do it? ta'atum. Allah, we accept, we obey. Allah, assist us. Walau sadaqullah, then believe in Allah. Say it is truth of Allah. If they do that, that for sure is better than them.
فَهَلْ عَزِيتُمُ أَن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَهَلْ عَسِحْتُمُ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ
فَهَلْ عَسِيتُمُ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ Antufsidu fil ardi wa tuqatti'u arhamakum. Allah is now asking, fahal asaytumu, in the other recitation, fahal asaytumu. Fahal asaytumu in tawallaytumu antufsidu fil ardi wa tuqatti'u arhamakum. Allah has brought you peace. Allah has took you from where you are fighting your neighbors before, fighting your relatives before, and he has brought all of you together, the house and the Hazraj. They were at war for years that nobody can count. And now Allah has brought them together, not on issue of tribe, but on issue of divine tribe, which is having faith in Allah. So therefore, will you have sinned in tawallaytumu if you turn your back on the commandment of Allah and tufsidu fil ardi? What are you going to do again on earth if not to go and spoil the earth? What to cut your habakum? And you go back to cut the relationship between you and your relatives. Always Allah is asking us, Inna Allah la yuhibbul fasad. Wa minhum man iza tawalla fil ardi liyufsida fiha aw yuhlikal harsa wan nasla. Allah said there are people that always when they go on earth, what they do is to bring evil on earth, to destroy the earth. They don't know they are destroying the earth. Anytime you are encouraging corruption, you are destroying the earth. Anytime you are not doing your work well, you are destroying the earth. Anytime you refuse to follow orderliness, you are destroying the earth. Here Allah is telling us, the Quran is from Allah. Look at how it is ordered. Look at how the surah come one after the other. Look at the time for peace, there is peace. The time for war, there is war. The time for keeping quiet, it keeps quiet. If you don't follow the Quran the way it is, then you want to go back, then bring destruction on earth, and then end up again cutting your blood relation. Always Allah is warning us on cutting blood relation. Blood relation is taken unto cut to arhamakum. This arham is a name given to the womb. It's the name of the womb. So when the Allah is going to use it, the womb sought assistance from Allah. Allah, don't allow anybody to come to me that will cut me. Anybody that cuts me, Allah, don't allow him to go free of charge. If you hear that you have a blood relationship with somebody, which means there was one time that a single stomach brought all of you together. That's Zawil Arham. Zawil Arham, people of the same womb. People of the same womb. Always keep your blood relationship. Don't go to the public to always commit sins. Try your best to do what will not bring destruction to the land. So if you don't follow the Quran, what you have done is you want destruction on earth. And that's why you find it today, always there's destruction on earth. Look at Nigeria, how rich this country is. It's such a rich country, but the individuals in Nigeria are such a poor people. Why? Because the wealth is not enough for plundering, but it's enough for sustenance. If the father of a house will collect his salary and come to the fellow and put it on the table, everybody come and take his own, what will happen? The powerful ones will just take the ones they can take. The children that are even there will forget about food. They will take part of the money and go and buy chocolate and sweet. They forget that they need to eat food tomorrow. That's why the parents are the one who should stand up, are the ones who should stand up and make sure that they organize the little in their hands. And if you organize it, Allah will make sure it's enough for you. And always people are talking about poverty, poverty, poverty. There are times that poverty is better for you than to be rich. Excessive poverty is not good. Excessive riches is not good. But we always think otherwise. People think that it's better to be rich than to be poor. No, it's better to be at the middle. The prophet was at the middle. Once you have, you thank Allah. Once you don't have, you run to Allah. Don't allow yourself that I want to have so much money that I'm never in need of money. Then you have opened the door for destruction. Because it's people's money are now gathering in your place now. There's enough money for sustenance. There's no enough money for plundering. Fal asaytumu inta walaytumu an tufsidu fil ardi wa tuqattu arhamakum.
أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأسمهم وأعمى أبصارهم.
أولئك الذين لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم. أولئك these people that will go on earth to cause destruction, to cut their blood relatives. أولئك الذين لعنهم الله. These are the people that Allah has caused. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ. And these are the people that Allah has made to be deaf. فَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. These are the people that Allah has made to be blind. Here, how can you be a human being? You see the orderliness of the world. Look at the cosmos. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. Look at the day. Look at the night. Look at the weeks, look at the month, look at the season, look at the dry season, the wet season, the cold season. All, you see how orderly they are. And you don't want to be orderly. If you don't want to be orderly, what do you want? You're asking for destruction on earth, nothing else. That's why everybody should learn to be orderly. Learn to be orderly. If you are in the home, there's a habit for the house. Be orderly in the house. If you are with your wife, there is a habit between you and your wife. Be orderly. If you are in the classroom, there is a habit to be in the classroom. Keep quiet for the teacher. That's the orderliness. This is Islam. Islam is not a religion of pagans. It's not a religion that has no common sense. Always try to be orderly wherever you are. If you don't, then you are trying to cause destruction. If you see people that have not listening to the words of Allah and are trying to do otherwise, these are the ulaika lazina la'anahumullah. It's because Allah has caused them. Like I used to say, illa taqwa wajhi rabbihil a'la. When Sheikh Ahmed Tijani is saying, at-taqwa imtisal al-awamir wajtinab al-nawahi min haythu yarda. La min haythu tarda. That taqwa, fear of Allah, is for you to do what Allah asks you to do. Distance yourself from what Allah asks you to distance away from, in such a way to please Him. You can't stand up at night when you are supposed to be sleeping and say that is the time you want to go to the market. You go to the market, you open the door and sit down. Then you want people to come and be buying from you at that time. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ لِبَاسًا وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. It's orderly. Islam is orderly. You can't come to the classroom. When your teacher is teaching, that is the time you want to open your phone and be looking at your messages. All this shows that you have no education. Islam is a highly educated religion. So do things at their proper time. For everything, give it its right. You can't come in the daytime. It is zuhur. You say, I want to show that the Quran is very good. Then you do zuhur and you recite loudly. That's not time for it. When you come to Maghrib, recite loudly. When you come to Subuh, recite out. Zuhur and Asr, keep quiet the way you are asked to. Everything has its adab, has its character. Let's try to follow the character. If not, you'll be among those that Allah has caused and you don't know. Alasitimu and intawalitimu and tufsidul ardi wa tuqattu arhamakum. Walaika lillahumullahu fa'asammahum fa'ami absarahum. People like that, no matter what you say, fa'asammahum, they are blind to reasoning. To hearing. They can only hear what they want to hear. Any other thing you tell them, they will not hear. وَعَمَيْ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. They cannot see. The day is there now. They are thinking of the night. The night is there. They want to do what is for the day. That's why we should learn. Muslims should learn after Isha. The what the Prophet is to do is to go back and recluse in his house. Go back. Don't fix meetings by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Whatever the Quran says, let us follow it. Allah has made their eyes to be blind. They are seeing, but they are not seeing.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا Are they just reading the Quran? Just reading, Kawai? You read. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ Do they not sit down to contemplate what the Quran is saying? The Quran, if you read it, there is reward in it. But there is also a message in it that you are supposed to contemplate on the messages and work with it. The message is not for you alone. It's from Allah to the Prophet, then to you. No matter how much you think you know, listen to the Quran. The Quran is above you. Do they not contemplate the Quran? Am ala kulubin, or on this heart of theirs. Akfaluha, is there a lock that they are not thinking? They should learn to listen to the Quran and follow it. All this Quran is talking to all of us. When you read the Quran, please contemplate on the Quran. Islam is a religion that will make you to be highly educated anywhere you are. I'll give you an example. Look at Sheikh Ibrahim Niass. He's an example for this era. This man grew up in a village at that time called Kaulah. No library, no tap water, no electricity. It is there, but he studied. What is he studying? Islam. There is this book you call Jalalain. This Tafsir Jalalain is written by Jalal Suyuti and Jalal Mahalli. His teacher and himself. The teacher wrote and he left the world without finishing it, and Jalaluddin Suyuti finished it. This is the major book that is used within the West African region for tafsir. So if anybody that wants to study tafsir with a malam, you have to finish Jalalain first before you go and read other tafsir book. There was only one copy in that town, owned by his father. But because of the education Islam gives, this man grew up there, became an international figure that is able to deal with presidents of any country, that he will think himself he has been a president all his life. He's able to deal with classical figures anywhere because of the education Islam gives. One of the ways you know somebody is reading the Quran and he's not educated is that you don't see an element of education in him. He doesn't know how to talk to Muslims. He doesn't know how to talk to non-Muslims. He only knows how to talk to his own party. If you are not among his own party, he cannot mend. Let us learn whatever the Quran is saying, we follow it. So that's why he's saying that Afala tadabbaruna al-Qur'ana am ala qulubin aqfaluha. Is there a lock? You said you want Allah to bring surah to you. You have read, surah has been brought. Today, young boys, they say they want to memorize the Quran. So you are memorizing the Quran. Are you following it? You know, here, Quran has not been finished. They have not finished revealing the Quran at the time. Why could why would there not be another chapter of Quran revealed? Today, all the Quran has been revealed. Young boys, they want to memorize it. Very good. But memorize it so that you can read it and contemplate on it. And the element that will show that you have known Quran is that you be highly educated anywhere you are. Your culture will show, your demeanor will show. You can't go about abusing people. And you say you are a Muslim. Then you have, yes, you are a Muslim, but you don't have education. As you are coming in this Quran, how many places do you see that Allah has abused anybody? Go to the hadith, how many places do you see the Prophet has abused anybody? If Faiza Quri al Quran, Fastami Ulahu. Quran is the first to tell us this. When the Quran is being recited, listen to it and keep quiet. The same thing, any time that people are talking, you are in the class with your teacher, keep quiet. Nobody has 2 ears. Nobody has 2 eyes. Focus your eye on what you should see. Focus your ears on what you should hear. You people are listening now. That's why Allah is saying, is there a lock in your mind?
إن الذين ارتدوا على أدبارهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الهدى الشيطان سول لهم وأملى لهم.
إن الذين ارتدوا على أدبارهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الهدى الشيطان صول لهم وأملى لهم. If after you hear what Allah is saying, you hear what the Prophet is saying, then you forsake Islam. Inna ladina tadu ala adbarihim. You forsake Islam and turn back on it. Why will that happen? If you don't know why, this is why. Al-shaytan sawwala lahum wa amla lahum. Al-shaytan sawwala lahum is Satan that talked them in to do what they are doing that is against the moment. Wa amla lahum is Shaitan that put soap in them, that what you are doing now is the good thing, continue it. Here Allah is talking of ridda now. Ridda is for you to forsake your religion. Then what is the meaning of forsaking one's religion? You hear people are saying today that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in a hadith that the people of the Jewish community, the Yahud, they got divided into 71 groups. That the Christian group got divided into 72 groups. All of them are going to hell. And the Muslim got divided into 73 groups. All of them are going to hell except one. One that is on what I am on today. When they say this, what did they translate? They come to branches of Islam to say that is a norm. Division in Islam is what leads to ridda, irtaddu, to forsaking the religion. And that can only happen if it has to do with these 5 pillars of Islam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iqami salat, ita'i zakat, sawm ramadan, hajj al-bayt. These 5 principles of Islam, they are the ones that will bring about division. At the time of the Prophet, there was already 3 divisions that the Prophet had to deal with. The first one, there is one, Al-Aswad Al-Anasi. This man is from Yemen. He decided that he was not going to continue with the Prophet. So he too, he has his Jama'ah. And he too, he is a prophet. For saying that somebody else is a prophet, that is now has to do with Muhammad Rasulullah. He believes in La ilaha illallah, but he believes that Muhammad is not the only prophet. There is another prophet after prophet alone. That has taken you out of Islam. That is a firqa. When that happened, the Prophet had, and he sent that they should go and deal with it. That time the Prophet was sick. He was about to leave the world. And he said, when they go, one blessed man, Rajul Mubarak, Allah will make him to kill Anasi. They said, somebody will kill. He said, yes, he will be killed. The man's name is Feruz. Feruz does not know the Prophet. He's in Yemen. So when they went and the Muslims in Yemen took up and they were fighting the war was fought after the Prophet had left the world and the man was killed. Who killed him? That Feruz. That one was put down. At the time of the Prophet also, there was another one. There is a man called Musaylamah al-Kazzab. He said, Prophet is a prophet, and he too is a prophet. And he sent a message to the Prophet that the land has been divided between me and you. You take your own, and I take my own. You are a prophet, you continue. He too is a prophet, he continues. He too, he used to say that he is receiving wahai. He even had some surahs. When two of his emissaries came to the Prophet, the Prophet asked them, Do you believe that he's a prophet? They said, yes, they are prophets. These people were Muslims that left the prophet and went to that man. He said, you believe he's a prophet? He said, yes. If not that, emissaries are not normally killed. I would have asked that you push you be killed. Again, they dispatched, and it was said now, Bakar, that immediately after the prophet had left, despite an army that went to destroy the Muslim al-Kazab. And when they went, it was one man called Wahashiyu that killed him. Wahashiyu was the one that killed Hamza in the war of Uhud. So he was also the one now that killed this man, Muslim al-Kazab. This Wahashiyu, he used to say, oh Allah, I killed the best of a person when I was in my Jahiliyyah period. And I killed the worst of a person when I was in my Islamic period. Because he regretted killing Hamza. Another time, he didn't go to the war. He was a slave. He was just sent to the war. Kill Hamza and you get your freedom. Because he knew he could fight war very well. So it was Wahashiyu that killed Musaylamah al-Kazzab. Then there was another person called Tuleha. He too, he said, he's a prophet. This was another Africa. These three big factions came out at the time of the prophet. He too, Sayyidina Bakr sent an army and he was killed. Then at the time of Sayyidina Bakr, there was a big faction in Islam. Because Islam is a house. The door to it is La ilaha illallah. What raises the roof up is Salah. The house, the whole world is Zakah. Then the floor you are standing on is your fasting and then your Hajj. Now, the Prophet after leaving the world, the time for collecting Zakah came, because Zakah is normally collected after harvest. When the time for collecting Zakah came, Sayyidina Bakr sent that they should go and collect Zakah. What will happen? The Arabs, they say, the Quran is very clear. It says, "Khuz min amwalim sadaqatan tutahhirhum biha." Take from their wealth sadaqah. That's zakah. This word khuz is a command to a singular person. That khuz is meant for who? It was directed to the Prophet. He said, "Where is the Prophet now? Since the Prophet is no more there, who are we going to give zakah? You can't come and be taking our properties in the name that is zakah. You are just trying to steal our properties. We will not give zakah." Sayyidina Bakr said they should form an army. The army should go. The group that said they will not give zakah, I will fight them and to the last. Sayyidina Umar said, these people are praying for 5 times daily prayer. They believe in La ilaha, he said, and so what? A people that will not give zakah, I will fight them. Sayyidina Umar said, wallah, he didn't understand it. But when he saw the firmness in Sayyidina Bakr, he knew Sayyidina Bakr was right because of the firmness he saw in his face. Then he followed Sayyidina Bakr. So at the end, when the war was fought, people now saw that without Zakah, how the state of Islam had gone forward? It's with Zakah that you manage the poor, you manage the orphan, you manage the military, without Zakah, how would they have gone forward? So Zakah, whoever denies it, has taken himself out of Islam. He has now become another party that is not at the center of Islam. The same thing, if somebody comes today and said he doesn't agree that the fasting is for everybody. If you can't fast, leave it. No. Or he doesn't agree on Hajj. These five pillars of Islam is what makes up Islam. But division between how it should be done cannot constitute ridda. Because you can't call somebody a kafir if he has not left Islam. And ridda is not a small thing. If you are to take somebody to Al-Kali or to a judge that he has forsaken his religion, ridda, the first thing that he will be asked is, what made him to have forsaken the religion? So it's either a statement he did or an action he carried out that will make him to forsake Islam. If you say it, they have to call the person. And there has to be a board, a committee to interview him to find out if it is true that what he said is what he meant. Ulama used to give example. Somebody came to you, he said a statement. You say, is it true? He said, it's true. Can you swear with the Quran? Can you put your hand on the Quran and swear? He said, even if you ask me to put my leg on the Quran. You say, it's reader. He said, no, call him. He doesn't know how to speak. What he meant is that it's not only hand. Whatever you want to put on the Quran for me to testify, I will do it, will do that. I went to call and said, no, it's not, how can you abuse the Quran? So reader is not something that you just label somebody on. How can somebody who is, you say somebody is doing bid'ah and then he becomes a kafir? Which means you don't even understand, you yourself, you don't understand Islam. So only reader somebody will do and he will leave Islam and he becomes a kafir. But somebody says that if he's going to pray, he will not put his hand on the chest, he will put on by his side. You can't kill somebody because of that. And in this country, people have killed somebody, people because of that. Just that they want to put their hand on the chest. And you say you should put your hand down. Just on that. If somebody comes and says today, this is how to call Salah, this is not how to call Salah, it cannot be a source of argument that will lead to somebody, you call him a kafir. No. It's only if somebody says, at a particular foundation of Islam, out of these five pillars, he doesn't accept it again. How many times do Muslims pray? Five times a day. Then somebody says, no, today is two times only. This one has formed his own party now in Islam. This is the kind of firqa that Islam is talking about. Not firqa that somebody is following Imam Malik, somebody is following Imam Shafi. You may belittle the contributions of Imam Malik today. But if you are there at that time, where there were no hadiths, the time Imam Malik was born, in the year 94 after Hijrah, there was no single book on hadiths. How do you pray? Somebody is from Yemen. He has not been coming to the mosque of Medina, of the Prophet. He has never seen anybody praying in Jami. It's the way he's told there that he follows. So until people like Imam Malik came, gathered the traditions of the Sahabas that he still met in Medina, and gathered the descendants of the Sahaba that he met in Medina, and gathered their statements and formed Mu'atta. That's why some ulama still take it today that the most authentic book is that Mu'atta. Because people like Sayyidina Buhari, Imam Buhari Ismail, came nearly 190 years after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before they started gathering the statements of the Prophet. So therefore, let us be very careful. When you say there will be 73 divisions in Islam, it's not saying that those who followed Imam Malik, those who followed this, those who followed that. You that you say you are following the Quran and Sunnah, where did you get it from? Today you are following Quran and Sunnah. Somebody comes to you. They say, which recitation are you reciting? You say, it's the Quran of the Prophet. Which of the recitations of the recitation? You say, no, it's the Quran of the Prophet. There is nothing like Quran of the Prophet today. It has to be recitation of Asim and Nafi'u or Warsh and Nafi'u. You have to get the recitations. Who? Is it Warsh? Is it Kalun? Is it Kumbul? Is it Ibn Kathir? So these people are ulama. None of them know the Prophet. None of them know a Sahabat. One. Because Allah wants to identify people with their own contribution to Islam. Today, Quran is not the way it used to be, but the recitation is still the same thing. They are now in books. They are now in a handset. They are now in a memory card. But the recitation is still the same recitation. Has it changed? No. Only the mode of assessing it has changed. After guidance has become clear to you, and you still decide to renegate on Islam, know this, as shaytan sawwala lahum, is Satan that is urging them on to do what they are doing, and is giving them hope that what you are doing now, you are going to be better off at the end of the day. It's not true.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا للذين كرهوا ما نزل الله سنطيئكم في بعد والله يعلم أسرارهم.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا للذين كرهوا ما نزل الله سنطيئكم في بعد الأمر wallahu ya'lamu asrarahum. Do you know why this is happening? Zalika bi annahum, this is because they qalu lil ladina karihu ma nazalallahu. They tell those that don't like, dislike what Allah has sent, this Quran. They go and tell them in secret, sanuti'ukum fi ba'd al-amr, we shall follow you in some affairs of your affair, we shall follow you in some of your affairs. Wallahu ya'lamu asrarahum. Allah knows their secret more than anybody. Here, the Jews don't like the Quran. The Christians don't like the Quran. They don't like it. Karihu ma nazalallahu. They hate the Quran because the Quran is asking them to be orderly. A lot of people don't like to be orderly. You come, you see a long line. Say, oh, the line is too long. When will I be able to get my own? You want to shunt. Have patience. Be in online. It will get to you. You come, you meet a hold up on the way, on the street. Cars are lined up. No, Kai, I'm in a hurry. Who said told you that he was on the road to play? So you want to shunt, you divert, you went, you run in front, you believe that you have done something. These are the people that cause problem. Why? Because those that hate what Allah has revealed, they go to tell them, sanati yukum fi ba'd al-amr. I'll give you an example that is very funny. We have heard of Al-Qaeda. We have heard of ISIS. We have heard of Boko Haram. Will anybody ever believe that these people, this organization will be sponsored by the West? People are in the bush. Helicopters are bringing things for them. These are people. Europeans are bringing weapons to them. What is between them and the Europeans that is bringing weapons to them? Until people like Hillary Clinton, who fought to be president of America, who was the wife of another president of America, came in CNN and was saying that they were the ones that formed Al-Qaeda. Muslims thought initially that Al-Qaeda was formed by Osama bin Laden and his people. But this was being sponsored by the West. And the West say so on a public media, that they did that because they wanted to use them to create problem in Afghanistan so that they can use the Afghanistan people to destroy Russia. And they were collecting money and they were killing Muslims. Even how can somebody be abusing a Muslim and say he's fighting for Islam? Which Islam are you fighting for? You are abusing Muslims, you say you are fighting for Islam. Muslims are gathered doing one thing, you are doing another thing, you say you are fighting for Islam. You have no education. Go and look very well what is Islam. Muslims are always together. One hand doing one thing at a time. Whatever they are doing, be part of it. If you're not part of it, don't go and create commotion. Boko Haram came. Maiduguri, they were killing their own brothers. They were slaughtering Muslims. Have you ever heard them going to churches? And all this because, first of all, look at the Wahhabists. Look at Saudi Arabia itself. How was it created? It was created by the help of the British people. It used to be Arabian Peninsula. But it was created by the help of British that gave weapons to people of Najdi, to a particular family, to destroy other families. The grandchildren of the Prophet in Mecca were approached and they were taken and settled in not Lebanon. Where is this place? Not Syria. In Jordan. They were taken and settled in Jordan. These people, they used to be in Mecca. But today they will tell you that they are the ones that did the Prophet ever go to meet an enemy of Islam to take assistance from him to come and run Islam? No, if you want to assist the Prophet, you first of all have to become a Muslim. This was his own way of life. And now the Boko Haram, they came after receiving assistance, and till today they are still there. These bandits that you hear are kidnapping people. They are being assisted because these people believe that Nigeria is a danger point. 1975, there is a classified document that was later released where they believe that they get raw materials from West Africa, particularly from Nigeria, and these raw materials are very cheap for them. How can they make sure that they will sustain it? Because any day it stops, they will have economic problem in their land. How will it stop? They believe that Nigerians are reading, they are multiplying, they are going to get one day to have people to know how to use these raw materials, and then they will not be have access to these raw materials. Like I was giving an example in the morning. Today, we have petrol. We are selling petrol. We are exporting our petrol. Why are we exporting it? We are exporting our petrol because we are not civilized to know how to use it. That's all. America also have petrol. Are they exporting their own? They don't export it. Because we are exporting petrol and we are importing petroleum products, which means we don't know how to use it. And I was giving an example. I said, if somebody is farming and he has big harvest of maize, big harvest of beans, harvest of potato, harvest of yam, and he takes them to the market and he sells it and he's making money out of it. And then his child comes, child said, look, father, next year when we farm, we will not sell any of it. If we don't sell, we're not going to have money to pay your school fees, pay school fees of children, pa. Said, no, we will get more money, but we'll not sell any of it. What are we going to do? He said, from the money we have this year, I'll set up a restaurant. He sets up a restaurant and he brings all the rice there, brings all the beans there, brings all the potato there. Some they are processing it, putting it in cans to sell as tin food. Some they are selling to people that are coming to eat fresh in a restaurant. And he's able to use all. Will he be richer or he'll be poorer? He'll be richer because he can now use his own raw materials and sell a finished product. So Nigeria has so much raw materials, and they are taking these raw materials. The same thing with steel, this iron and steel. It's our raw material. If we develop our own, who will buy their own? Our own is 100% finished, we cannot use it. $1 billion investment, and all government coming are afraid to touch it because they are afraid of the West. So this is it. Don't listen to Yahudu. When you go to the Jews and you say you follow them in part of their things, then you will refuse to, you will not be able to follow Allah and the Prophet correctly. Allah knows the secret. Anything you see happening in this country, there is a secret of it that has been planned outside this country that they want to use in humiliating Nigerians. Even though Nigeria has enough wealth. But our leaders are cowards, traitors, cowards. All they just want is how to enjoy their life. They have houses in Britain, houses in France, houses in Dubai, houses in, they die. Some of their children don't even know those houses. Where did they get all those things from? They got it from Nigeria. Even those that say they are doing Japa, they are going abroad to go and work. Where did they get their degree? From Nigeria. Let them go there and try to get a degree for their children and see how difficult it is. So let us thank Allah. Let us not be listening to the enemies of Islam. Let us listen to Allah and the Prophet. Let us listen to the Quran. Let us listen to the Prophet. Let us listen to our ulama. Those ones that have not been bought over by the West. Allah knows their secrets.
فكيف إذا توفتهم الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم
فكيف إذا توفتهم الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم. What is wrong with these people? They are always going to the Jews, going to big people that they call big people. They go and have secret meetings with them, and they come, they undermine the Quran. How will it be the day that the angel will come and take their life? In taking their life, they will not take his life like they take the life of the Muslims. They will take his life in a very bad manner. How? Yadribuna wujuhahum wa adbarahum. Striking their faces, striking their back, hitting them. That's how the angels will take in their life. May Allah save us from bad end. So let us everybody be very careful. The angels are there, hitting them on the face, hitting them on the back. He's feeling the pain, shouting, you are not seeing. You are seeing that the skin is normal. It's not normal. He's getting beaten. So always, let's try to establish the Quran. Let's entrench the Quran and the Sharia. Let's not keep on having friends that are enemies of Islam. How can an enemy of Islam be your ally? How can they be your ally? How can you suddenly say France is your ally? No, Russia is your ally. No, America is your ally. They are the ones to tell you. No, respect everybody. Respect them. You know that they are dangerous. Allah said in another place, لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء. Anybody that is my enemy, Allah says, عدوي, automatically is your enemy. And the whole world today, there are only two parties in this world today. Those for Allah and those against Allah. You are hearing people saying that a man can become a woman, a woman can become a man. Allah knows what he created. But Allah said, I know what you are hiding. There are people today, all their wealth is in another country. Where did they make the wealth? In this country. How many Europeans take the wealth of their own country and come and put it in your country? One person was giving an example. It's like somebody who is living in his father's house. He wants to eat a suya. He asks his father to give him money. There is no money. Mama, give me money. There's no money. It's okay. I know the house that they sell suya. Then he removed a zinc out of the roofing sheet of the house. Go and sell it. To go to where they are buying suya, to buy suya and sit there. He's come again. He takes another part of the building and sell it. Are you an idiot? You are destroying your house and building somebody else's house. So our leaders should come to their senses, particularly the Muslims. We're not talking of the non-Muslims. Non-Muslims don't say that they believe in the Quran. How can you be a Muslim and you are taking non-Muslims as your allies outside this country? You are keeping your wealth there, and this wealth, you got it from this country. Then you come back, you now still want to be a senator or you want to be a governor and steal more of this wealth and take it again there. They can't spend 3 months without going outside. And then when they come, they say, no, we are patriots. We are patriots. We love Nigeria. No, you don't love Nigeria. These people are cowards and most unpatriotic. So that's why we are saying this issue of saying that you are giving students loan, it is not wisdom. Anybody close to the government should tell the government, it is not wisdom. It is lack of wisdom. How can you tell children that are not yet on their feet, they should start taking loan? It's like you are telling a child that is just born now that the breast milk of his mother is sold to him. This is what you are saying. The money you are taking to give them loan, where are you taking it from? Anybody who is above 70 today in Nigeria or 60 today in Nigeria, most of us were on scholarship. What happened to those scholarships? And at that time, Nigeria did not have money, but there was money for scholarship. I used to give example, all of you in this university, I want you to take time, go and look at Akenzua Hall. Take time, go and look at Iksa Hall. Look at how it was built. You know it was built well by people that had no money. Look at simple building, just with a simple roof. The same thing with Akenzua. Iksa had no money when they were building it. Iksa is the interim committee that was managing Ahmadu Bello University after the Northern Nigeria was made into several states. But there was money for scholarship. There was no money for skyscrapers, but there was money for scholarship. Because people were not stealing money. How can you say you are giving loan and you are proud? Nail fund, we have given so much loan. No, this is not wisdom. People should tell government, if America succeeded in that loan, why are they importing doctors? Why are they importing engineers? Why don't they have enough to export? Nigeria has trained doctors with scholarship, engineers with scholarship. You now want that people should take loan before they can read and write. This is not wisdom. And the House of Assembly is so proud. One of the achievements, they were able to pass the bill. You are passing the bill that wants to impoverish Nigerians with their own money. Please, all these things we should go and think right. Islam did not say you should start giving loan to people that are indigent. He said no, you should give zakah to sponsor people that cannot sponsor themselves. إنما صدقاء للفقراء والمساكين والعاملين عليها والمؤلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغامرين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل. All these eight people, zakah is meant for them. Nigeria has much more money today than it has 20, 30 years ago. So let us go back and follow the Quran, particularly those Muslims in government. Let's not be cowards. You go and align with non-Muslims and you say that you are afraid. ذلك بأنهم قالوا الذين كرهوا ما نزل الله سنتيوكم في بال الأمر والله يعلم أسرارهم. Allah knows their secrets.
ذلك بأنهم اتبعوا ما أسقط الله وكرهوا رضوانه فأحبط أعمالهم.
ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما ذلك بأنهم اتبعوا ما أسخط الله وكرهوا رضوانه فأحبط أعمالهم. Allah is saying, if you are asking at their death, فكيف إذا تفوت الملائكة يضربون وجوههم أدبارهم. Why did they have such a bad end when they are dying? Some of them, they die outside, they are brought back. Some of them, when they are dying, you pity their body. Some of them, their bodies were brought in Nigeria swelling, even though they claim to be ulama. Why is it this? ذلك بأنهم اتبعوا ما أسخط الله. Because they followed what they know will anger Allah. وَكَرِهُوا رِضْوَانَهُ. And they hated to please Allah, to enter the ridwan of Allah. فَأَحَبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. All the work they claim to have done, Allah put it, make it to useless and bring all the work down. It is nonsense. Always let us follow ridwanillah. Follow what will make Allah to be pleased with you. So by the time you leave this world, people, when they call it, they say, رَجِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْهُ. So Allah is telling us here, people that don't follow the Quran, that always make non-Muslims as their allies, and in that way they don't follow the Quran, when they are dying, their death is not going to be good. That is their death, let alone the hereafter. Because they sought to anger Allah, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ تَبَوْ مَا أَسْخَطَ اللَّهَ وَكَرِهُ رِضْوَانَهُ. And they hated the pleasure of Allah. فَأَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. So Allah brought down their work to be of no consequence. No matter how much work they do, since they were, you went to Allah with huge mountains of work, but you said there is a verse in the Quran you didn't like. Allah said, you didn't like what I brought. Me too, I don't like your work. Go away. Whoever will pay you, go and meet him, let him pay you. If you hear any verse in the Quran is being said, listen carefully and work with it.
أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَن لَّن يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَضْغَانَهُمْ.
أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَن لَّن يُخْرِجَ اللَّهُ أَضْغَانَهُمْ. These people, do they know Allah? أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. Do people that have ailments in their heart, diseases in their heart, what do they think of Allah? Allah يخرج الله أدغانهم, that Allah will not bring out their hatred into the fore for everybody to see. Allah will bring it out. Allah will bring it out. If you don't love the Sharia, you don't love to follow what the Quran is saying, Allah will bring it out. Everybody will know you are very rich, but nobody is hearing when you are declaring your zakah. So people, you tell them, give zakah when it is completed. You say, to your zakah, we saw it's 200 million. How can I take 200 million out of my wealth? What of the one that Allah gave you? It's only 2.5% you are taking. What of the remaining 97.5% that is for you? Therefore, if you have these ailments in the heart, Allah will bring it out for people to see, so that it serves as witness against you on the day of judgment. Am hasiba alladhina. Do these people contemplate and reckon? Alladhina fi kulubi maradun. The ones that have ailments in their heart. Allah yukhrij Allah, that Allah will never bring to the fore, to knowledge of people. Adganahum, the hatred they have for Islam, for the Quran, for the Prophet. You can't say you love the Prophet if you hate some things he brings. Oh, the Prophet, he married Sayyidah Aisha when she was at the age of 9, committed when he was at the age of 6, and in Medina when he was at the age of 9. No. It's not. How? Why should somebody? Prophet did it. Whatever the Prophet did, not only should you agree with it, you should love it. If not, you have a problem. What do you know about the world? What do you know about Allah? The same people are the ones that are committing zina, are taking children that are not yet grown up, and are slaughtering them for rituals. These same politicians that are ganging up, we don't allow any child to be married before the age of 18. It's not, it's a child. It's not, they are also the ones that are slaughtering women, taking their private part to go and do rituals. Which one compare these two? They are the ones that will take children, go outside with them, and are doing bad things with them. Whatever Islam brings is the education we know. Whatever Islam did not bring, we don't know it. Therefore, at Ghana home, their hatred for Islam, Allah will bring it to the fore for everybody to see. Is there any question?
We are requesting for financial assistance for our feeding of Al-Majiri. We are presently running out of cash. Your assistance should either be through physical cash or through our bank account. Our account detail is 066-163-4672 at GTB. The name of the account is IOTB Al-Majiri Welfare Scheme.
May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah increase us in faith. May Allah strengthen our love for Allah and the Prophet. May Allah strengthen our love for what they have brought for us. Bijah al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah cure all those that have ailments among us, whether it's ailment of the heart or ailments of the body or ailments of reasoning. May Allah cure them for us. Those of us that have no food to eat, may Allah give us food. This poverty going around, may Allah give us the cure for it. Those that are looking for wives, may Allah grant them good wives. Those that are looking for husbands, may Allah give them responsible husbands. Those that are looking for work, may Allah give them work. All those that are in school and are writing tests or exam, may Allah grant us success in it. Ask Allah anything you need. Up to the water you need to clean your shoe, ask Allah for it. Even if you see water in front of you, ask Allah that, Allah, give me water to clean my shoe. Allah has everything. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala repair our country for us. These are our leaders. May Allah enter their heart and make them reason to know the true Islam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala lift Islam above every other thing. May Allah lift Muslims. May Allah allow truth to prevail. May Allah bring falsehood into the ground. All those assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those that are assisting falsehood, may Allah destroy them. May Allah strengthen Muslim countries wherever they are. May Allah not allow non-Muslims to overcome Muslims. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward our ulama. May he reward the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant all of us good health. Those that are sick, may he cure them. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to sleep, what we are going to write, may Allah give them to us. May Allah grant us all our sustenance. We are poor before Allah. Allah is the rich one and he is the noble one. May Allah give us all that we want. May Allah make us to leave this world with kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Innas salata al-mustaqima salata alladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatih lima ughliq al-khatim lima sabaqa nasul haqq wal haqq wal hadi ila siratika al-mustaqim wa ala alihi haqqa qadrihi miqdaril azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.